savor the silence. Hello, it's Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 46 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today I'd like to give a bit of a report on something I said I would try when I recorded last week's episode, and just tell you how it went. So we talked last week about the value of intentional silence, not accidental silence, but something that we've actually planned into the service. And I said that I would try it this week, and indeed I did, and I wanted to let you know how it went. I tried it in the morning with the Watford Church of Christ and in the afternoon with the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, and here's what we did. Just before the talk about the Lord's Supper, we put the words to the song Above All up on screen. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things. It's a very appropriate song to sing before the communion, that last section, crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, and so on. So put the words up, and I explained what we were going to do, that I would read the words, and I'd ask everybody to ponder them meditatively and prayerfully for 1 minute of silence, and then we would sing the song. So the words on screen, I read the words slowly. Then we had that minute of silence. I moved from the front over to the piano, and after roughly a minute, I started playing the chords very quietly, and in Watford, Charles had his guitar, so he joined in, and then Danny began the song. And in Thames Valley, it was Reynard who took that role. And I think it was meaningful. I think it was helpful. It's interesting, as I looked at the congregation, as I explained what we were going to do, I saw a few people smile and actually move in their seats slightly, just sort of settle a bit. And a look of peace and relaxation came over at least the faces of two people that I noticed. It was really interesting, and I had some people thank me for it afterwards. So I wonder whether some people are waiting for us to create those moments of silence. It would really help them. I know it isn't as meaningful for everybody as it is for some other people, but nonetheless, if it's meaningful for two or three, and we don't have to do it every week, then, but I think we should do it every now and again. And so how about savoring some silence in your church services this coming Sunday? If you have done it recently, could you let us know what you did and what kind of response you got? If you've done it and it didn't go well, then let us know that too, so that we can avoid any mistakes or just some things that would be useful to know. And if you have found it helpful, tell us what it was that was useful about it. Let's savor the silence. There's a lot of silence in nature and in this world, and frankly, I don't think there's enough silence in our own lives and perhaps in our worship services. Of course, one of the reasons to incorporate it into a corporate worship setting is to help people value it when they come to their own personal devotional times with God. Well, there we have it for this week. Savor the silence. Let me know. Do leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, because then we're going to learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Please pass the link to this recording on to one other person who you think might benefit. Leave us a review if you wouldn't mind. Click the like button, subscribe, and tell all your friends. Why not? Until the next time, I hope you enjoy savoring the silence. Take care, and God bless.